Hello and welcome everyone to Transcend Trauma, Heal Your Past to Thrive Now online event. I am your host, Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist, illness and trauma guide, spiritual alchemist, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And I'm hosting this event because I'm devoted to supporting you to heal your past trauma and PTSD so that you can thrive now and live a life full of peace, joy, love, and fully live your soul's purpose. Today, I have the pleasure of Jennifer Sullivan joining us as we're going to be diving into the very fascinating, I feel, topic of healing power of past lives. So for those of you that are new, JFL, that is her pen name as her author, Jen Sullivan is an author whose captivating journey through past lives has been chronicled in her books, Child of the Universe and The Gift of the Stars. Prior to her exploration of the metaphysical, Jen led a diverse and fulfilling career path. She's been a journalist covering stories in America, Europe, and the Middle East, and has also made her mark as a business owner and a dedicated middle school teacher. Currently, Jen is crafting the third installment of her captivating Child of the Universe series, The Daughters of Man. You can find JLF busy nurturing her independent publishing house, Red Crystal Publishing, and embarking on Tropical Homestead by the Sea, an exciting off-grid homesteading project with her family in Hawaii. Yay! Thanks so much for being here, Jen.
Thank you for having me on, Tanya.
Absolutely. Love having more of the Hawaii vibe here in this in this event. It's awesome. It's awesome. So let's start with what led you to writing these books?
Well, I had a really interesting and what I often call a bit of a weird experience about 7 years ago. It all started almost exactly 7 years ago today.
Oh my
It
gosh.
Was actually September 10th was the day that the hurricane hit. I lived in the Florida Keys with my family, and 7 years ago right now, we were boarding our house up and boarding our businesses up and trying to figure out what we could take with us because we all had to evacuate the island we lived on. A Category 5 hurricane was coming right for us, and we had orders to get out or, that's your choice if you're going to stay. So I packed up all my kids and what we could into a car, and we just drove and drove and drove and basically waited to see what would happen. And the end result was the hurricane devastated the island we lived on. It basically ripped apart our home, our businesses, the schools, everything that was in our community. So we were forced to live in this pile of just rubbish for months and months while our local government basically fought with the local pickup company, for the garbage and whatnot. And we just sat and sat in this toxic waste for months. And
Oh
during
my
that
God.
time of recovery, while we were trying to rebuild our home, trying to fight with our insurance companies to get the money to rebuild our home and our lives, and fight with the local government to pick up all the trash, I woke up one morning and I couldn't see out of my right eye. I went to the doctors and was quickly brought up to the University of Miami. I was brought to Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, and I was told that I had a condition. I had suffered a brain bleed, and that a condition I was unaware of had caused it, called pseudotumor cerebri. And the condition basically is a form of water, excess cerebrospinal fluid that begins to make pockets and kind of crush your brain and your ocular orbits and everything that's behind it. So what was happening was I was losing my vision, and the possibility of going blind was very real, and the possibility of having a major stroke was very, very real for me. So I was living on my front lawn in a little trailer with my children and my husband, and we were just in the most devastating place I feel like I had ever been in my life. And
Talk about trauma.
it was
Oh
so
my God.
traumatic. It was, we had nothing. Like, we literally had the clothes on our back, and we had to try and make our lives work again. So while we were there trying to kind of just rebuild and reclaim, and recover from this illness that I had, suddenly developed. I had been offered from a woman that I knew in our community some hypnosis sessions. She was working on a project to help further her advancement in hypnosis and needed a subject who would do sessions for free with her. And in exchange, I would receive some healing. And I, at first, I was not like, well, I didn't really think this was going to do much of anything, but I thought at least here's an hour or two a week that I can go and have a little bit of time to kind of relax and recoup and just have a little bit of me time away from my children and this disaster that surrounded us. And I started doing the sessions, and I was really surprised with how much it helped with all of the swelling I was having all around my eyes. And after each session, I felt better and better. I felt an actual drainage feeling from like the back of my eyes going down my spine during them. It really surprised me with how much my brain was willing to work with this kind of reset that was happening during the hypnosis. I felt like it was creating a homeostasis again within my, like within my chemicals within my brain that were creating this excessive cerebrospinal fluid. And it was helping to reduce it and keep me very calm during this really traumatic experience. And the interesting part of it all, and where the book comes into play, I wrote a book about this whole experience, but it, not as much about the experience, but as much as the past life that I began to understand from these past life hypnosis sessions.
And I was going to ask that. So these hypnosis, because there's all sorts of different types of hypnosis. So these were specifically for going into past life.
This is a form of hypnosis I was unfamiliar with, and it was created by a woman named Dolores Cannon many years
Heard of
ago.
it. I've heard of
And
it.
it's called quantum healing hypnosis technique, or QHHT. There are other forms of hypnosis I've tried as well, but this was the one that I initially tried with this practitioner. So I had never done any kind of past life regression, any kind of delving into any of that stuff before. I honestly didn't believe in it. I just thought it was something, something cute, clever you can go and do. And I did believe in past lives. I just didn't fall into that grouping. I just was in a different frame of mind at that time. Over the course of all of these sessions, we uncovered a past life that I began to understand was a bit different than what most people begin to uncover. It was a past life that I believe was from what you would call a advanced civilization that existed probably 50,000 years ago on Earth. So something that was very advanced that existed way before our written history that was destroyed in a massive disaster and has been forgotten about throughout history. So whereas, a lot of people like to go back to ancient Rome and see who they were, or Egypt and
So,
whatnot.
would that be Lemuria? Are you talking about Lemuria? Yes.
That's what I understand that that's what most people call it. I understood that it had a name, Lemuria, that this place that I was from in this past life was a place in the South Pacific that was once a continent or once a larger landmass and now is underwater completely. And that I had lived through a very, very traumatic experience there where I was one of the few survivors of all of our people. So we continued to go and even past her needing me for this promotional project she was working on. We continued for 3 years doing quantum healing hypnosis sessions, usually once a week. And over the course of them, I began to understand myself very, very differently as a result of learning about these past lives and opening myself up to different possibilities about what has existed before us. And quite frankly, like where we come from, why we choose these bodies, why we choose the life, the current life we're in. And right now, I went to the optometrist not too long ago, and my vision has gone to 20/20. I can see perfectly out of my eye again. I'm still dealing with some, like, with what you would call not recessive, but when it kind of relapse, a little bit of a relapse of swelling that has remained from the cerebrospinal fluid, like the excessive make of it, but it has gone down tremendously since taking this on. And
That's amazing.
really helped me look beyond the traditional medical route that I initially took and to see where you can look to combine other things to work more of a mind, body, spirit effort rather than just looking to only focus on the body as we do in Western medicine.
Yeah,
So it
absolutely, absolutely. And, I have so many questions, such a fascinating story. And it's so interesting. You said this was the month that you, like, so, this was the month that I got diagnosed with MS. Like,
Really?
so that, like, that just made me, like, not that I forgot that, but I was like, that is so interesting.
It's a really big link, isn't it?
There's
I
so.
don't know. You also had mentioned you had issues with the right eye was one of the big signaling
Yes.
factors for you too. So
That was like one of my first symptoms was loss of speech, but then yeah, loss of vision in my right eye. And so I don't think I knew that the right eye thing for you before, or I had forgotten it. So
I know
yeah.
that my condition, they're not sure what causes it at all, obviously, or else they'd have a better form of treatment for it. And I know with MS as well, they're still struggling to understand it.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. There are so many people within our demographic that like our age group and whatnot who are experiencing these changes right now in their life or experiencing these shifts in perspective because of their illnesses that are
Oh
just coming
yeah.
from nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, I of course, right? I was completely Western medicine when I was first diagnosed, like most people are. I didn't grow up with alternative in, Hartford, Wisconsin. That wasn't something that small town Hartford, Wisconsin, we weren't that wasn't, that wasn't it. And even food wasn't even something that was looked at then as, a toxin or anything like that. So I'm curious, this so you've had the symptoms resolve, and how do you feel that those sessions, so was it a deeper understanding that helped kind of, or did they help to clear out the trauma as well? Both? Like what do you feel that, yeah, what do you feel those sessions really did to help with the trauma, or releasing, I'm guessing, the trauma that was stored in your body from that past life that you're talking about?
I think what it essentially did was it helped me understand that I had been through some things before that were either equal to or worse than what I was going through in my current life. And it allowed for me to pull strength from a place that I didn't really know was there. But once you're aware that it's there and you're aware that you already have gone through something like this, it allows you to just take things on and really just go with it and succeed and not be afraid of what you're dealing with because fear is such a powerful
Oh,
destroyer in
it
our
is.
psyche. It is. And when you don't know what you're dealing with, when you're afraid, when you have nothing left, when you've been stripped down to absolutely nothing, you feel very
Hopeless. Hope,
vulnerable.
yeah. And feel like feeling of fear and hopelessness and.
You become isolated. And what at the end of the day, you have to find this energy, this courage, this like something within yourself. And it's a place to find that. And that's what I pulled from it the most tremendously. And beyond that, it allowed me to look at the brain as just something that can be like an overworked computer at times. Like sometimes we do need to turn it off and reset it.
Oh.
Beyond like our illnesses getting out of control and whatnot, I felt that it had a tremendous effect, not only just with that illness, but any illness I have. If I have an upset stomach, if I have a cold, if, any of this stuff is going on, it has really helped me look at the brain as a way to just mitigate my pain and mitigate my illnesses and to try to bring myself to a better feeling place quicker than my body would normally allow it if I just sat through a cold for like a week or two,
Well, yeah, and the mind, I'm glad you brought that up. The mind is so powerful. And, in a culture that, really we're so conditioned with fear and survival fears and all of that stuff. And, fear, as we know, emotions live in the body and they break down the body. So I think, that whole realizing, oh yeah, I made it through this and this past life. So now in this life, it kind of, like you said, pulls that strength. Like, I know I just went through something horrible now, and I got through it previously, so I can get through this too. So I can get through this too, type of courage and strength. And So how does understanding our past lives help us to understand the life we're living now? And before you answer that, I just want to also put in there, we talked previously about, and in our other discussions that, that a lot of the past life stuff we're being called or we're having the capability to heal it in this lifetime. All of those past life things, right? That we have, in this lifetime, that capability to heal, on a deeper level, all of them. And so that often brings up, we'll have experiences in this lifetime that will help to bring that shit up, right? That will help to bring those past lives to the forefront. So would love, yeah, would just love to hear a little bit more of your perspective on that.
Definitely. The interesting thing I found about remembering past lives and going into a hypnotic trance and remembering them, it's not like you're sitting there watching a movie and it's like, oh, look, that I remember that. Okay. It's kind of like when you smell something cooking and you're like, oh my God, that's my grandmother's recipe from like 30 years ago. Wow. And it brings right back to her kitchen, and you're right there, and suddenly something you haven't thought about in so long is just so real and so present around you. And it just fills you with the knowing of those memories again. And that's what it was like for me to have these memories come back. It wasn't like a, oh, look at that. You did this and you did. It was, whoa, like what? How could I forget that? And then thank God I forgot that, you know? I could not live a life as a small child. And I think that's one of the best things about past lives is the reset we get in between lives is just the ability to forget them and move on. But the ability to remember them again in our lives and learn from them is a very, also a very powerful thing. So for me, remembering the past lives and how it affected my current life, one of the biggest things it did, it made me look at my life. Truly look at my life and look at myself and look at the life that I was living. And it made me realize that I was not living an authentic life to myself, that I was not being true to myself. I was being walked all over by people, that I was being taken advantage of by people everywhere. And I was just putting a smile on and I was dealing with people's shit just because I thought that's what I was supposed to be doing. And it was not. And I was miserable while I plastered a smile all over my face and dealt with people I never wanted to deal with. And it made me look at myself in a completely different way of like, is this what you want for the rest of your life, however long that's going to be right now? And it made me completely change my life. And when I decided to do that, all these different opportunities opened up for me. One of them being the ability to move from the Florida Keys here to Hawaii. I have a very different life here, one that I have truly always wanted, living like a homesteading life, being able to do what I want on my property, to create, to grow, to garden and plant. And on top of that, having my kids in a different environment, that was a big thing for me as well, removing negative people from our lives and setting huge boundaries with people that we still wanted in our lives, but we needed to draw boundaries with. So all of that truly came from these realizations for me. Before it, I was blind to it. I was living through it and I was going through the mechanisms every day, and
Like
I
most
was.
people do, like most people do.
I'll never get out of this. And I did. And it was actually way easier than I thought. You just need to summon this
Burn.
note, this energy inside of you to really decide what it is that you want out of your life. And once I did, also, so many of my like health issues were improving as a result of not having all that excessive stress, that resentment you hold on to when you're dealing with shitty people in your life. And I could never go back to what I was now that I've gone this far. It is impossible to be that person again, and I'm so glad.
That is a huge, I'm so happy you shared all that. And I'm so happy you were able to make that shift. That's amazing. Cause here, I mean, most people, I think it's shifting now, but I think most people are walking around in a fog and they're doing all those things they think they should be doing. Right. And you guys know, I talk a lot about people pleasing and perfection and that pretending to be superhuman, those patterns, those survival patterns that we just automatically take on, you know, especially when we grow up in, like many of people listening here, traumatic environments, right? Chaotic, traumatic environments. And so we take on those survival patterns. And then we often need something big to wake us up. And it typically is an illness, right? For most people, or a huge, or a combination, right? Your big, wow. The devastation of your home and losing pretty much all of your material things. And then shortly after being diagnosed with a rare illness, like talk about two by fours, right? Like, oh my God. Like, yeah.
7 years on, I see the symbolism now, and it is so deep and profound that I don't think there was any other way it could have happened except for a double whammy. Nothing would have shaken me out of that because I was so dedicated to making that life work that I didn't realize I had other options in my life.
Yeah. And I think that's true for most people. I remember, so it was 20 years ago that I was diagnosed this month. And yes, the life I was living then, like you said, I was just acting and behaving and choosing from those survival fears.
Yeah.
And I needed, as most of us humans do, I wish it wasn't true, but wish it wasn't so, but we often need some big, you know,
Shake
some
up.
big, big shakeup. And yeah, for me, it was the illness. And for you, it was those two big, big things. But yeah, I can't imagine. Like, I look back at my life then and I'm like, no way could I have ever dreamed of the life that I have now. Even though it was horrible to go through that,
It's
right?
necessary.
It's necessary. So if we can ask ourselves when those big things happen, right? Like, how is
No.
this happening for me? Right. What is this waking? Like, what is this trying to wake me up to? Right. And again, I think it for many of us, the past life traumas and the traumas in this life, carrying those around continues to cause us to behave from those survival places versus being that authentic self, living your desires, however you want to say it. So how would you, talking to everybody here today, how can others begin to examine their past lives? You know, do you recommend doing this QHHT hypnosis? Like, what are your recommendations for those that are listening and they're like, you know, this might be a place I want to go or that I'm feeling called to? Yeah.
I definitely had a very like varied experience with the whole thing. While I did find that the QHHT sessions were very helpful as a way to go from a place of non-believer, very, you know, stagnant in thought in that area, to more of a very open-minded, you know, perception for me. I probably would have never gone and taken a QHHT session if I had to pay for it because they're so expensive. The practitioner that I was doing my sessions with now charges almost $900 to $1,000 a session for it. So for me, I don't think necessarily everybody needs to go and drop a grand to go and find out
Yeah.
what their past lives were or to have this closure. I do know a lot of QHHT practitioners, when they're training, they need to do free sessions. So that's one way I would think if you're interested in going the QHHT route, go that route. Go and see for yourself doing, you know, a free session with someone, see if they would offer it and see if that's something that you relate to, that you open up to. And if not, there are so many other things that I've learned since then. One of them being sound healing. I have found that to be tremendously helpful, that once you have this gateway open where you're able to kind of connect into what you feel is that past, that like Akashic record that holds all of our past lives and our past history here, it's very easy to go back to it. And I think for some people, they need to have maybe an audio stimulation to help, which I find helps with me. Some people need to have, you know, all simulate like, you know, dark room blindfold on, and it helps them kind of get into that meditative place where they can connect. I think it's all about just connecting
the
to that.
intention, right? The like having that intention, like that's what I'm hearing is like, yes, there's different modalities and everyone maybe needs something different, but the main thing everybody needs to go in with is that intention. I am open, right? I am open to connecting with.
And I always went into my sessions with a list of questions, and the list of questions may have been things that were going on in my current life that week or whatever was happening with me, my family, my career, or More importantly, and here's where I got the best information, was when I asked the questions that have been sitting in the back of my brain since like I was little, the weird things that happened to me that I wanted an explanation for, a weird dream that has been happening over and over again for years. What does this mean? Why am I dreaming this? Why am I thinking about like what was this experience where I had missing time, or you know, I felt like there was like a presence there for something? And those were the questions that brought me the most revelation as far as understanding past life, trauma, and bringing it into this current life. It's the weird little nuances that you keep in the back of your mind that you don't tell people because you're like, God, that's so strange. But those were the things that really opened up the most understanding and information for me. I think that's the key for a lot of people too. And keeping a notebook that you write this kind of stuff down in. And then once you do, let's say, a meditation or a QHHT session, record it and re-listen to it and re-listen over and over and over again. And the more you listen to it, the more it will bring you to that place. It will allow you to understand things further and further. And that's been my method for all of this. The more I re-listen, the more I go back into those questions and things, it all accumulated into a book for me. So, you know, I think for anyone else who wants to try it, it takes a while, but it's worth it. It's not an overnight process, but
yeah.
It's
And
worth it.
I mean, and I think to just again, be open to it, right? Like I think a lot of people listening probably do believe in past lives. And, but yeah, I think just being open, you know, when I started, I've done so many different things, in terms of past lives. I've tried so many things, shamanic healing sessions. I did have a QHHT session, worked with people that just had that ability. And then, you know, as I worked with that, I realized too, as I continued to open that, you know, I think we all have the capability. Like, I think we all, because I started being able to see, you know, when I was talking to clients, like just images or things would come up and I'd be like, I think this was a past life. Right.
Yeah.
And, so I think that we all have that capability, but that being open to it and then making the time, like you said, right? Making the time, whether it's meditation, whether it's music. There was another, oh, what was the other thing I was going to say? You talked about writing, and I think that's powerful as well. So writing down, I know what it was, dreams. I feel like you, and I think you said it, that a lot of times we're being shown things in our dreams.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it is from past, like, and that part of us that wants to bring it forward.
Very much so. Or it's from the past, but it's alluding to something in the present that it's connected to, and it needs you to pay attention to it. So it's
make a change now, right? To make a change now, to heal now.
Most people are very afraid of re-listening to any of their hypnosis sessions, or they'll put it off for months and months and listen once, and they can't hear the sound of their voice. They don't like the information that's coming out when they're in their conscious fit state. But when they're in their subconscious state and they're doing these sessions, what they're hearing and what they're saying is coming from a place of truth within them. So it's really about being able to listen to yourself and not feel that cringe when you think, oh
that
God, I gotta
judgment, that
do it.
judgment.
Yeah.
It's
Like,
really what
why
it is, right?
Crazy stuff on these recordings. Like, no, just listen to what you're saying. I like to take blind notes when I'm listening, so I don't even think about what I'm writing. I just keep writing, you know, in a notebook, and then look at it later. See what that means to you. What else can open up? It's all about just connecting the dots. And if it was super easy to understand and it was all laid out before you in like a single day, you would never appreciate the full lesson that comes from it. So
Well,
it's one
is that the truth?
a journey, another journey for you to hang upon. So thanks.
Yeah. So no, I love that. And I know too, you know, when people read your books, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in a moment, you've shared with me before too, that they will often have memories come back, and people that are often drawn to your books were perhaps with you in that lifetime or have some connection to that lifetime as well.
That's been one of the most interesting parts of writing this book was the mail I get from readers. I get emails all the time of people telling me, listen, I read your book and it felt so real. And this is why it felt so real. Like all my life, I've been having dreams of this specific massive wave that's been coming towards me. And I was living on this specific island with my family and we were all wiped out. Or they'll tell me, about the other island that I write about in my book. There's two islands, there's two civilizations that basically both find a very dramatic end, but the other island, other people refer to it as Atlantis. And this was something also that I was not interested in Atlantis theory. I was not, I never wanted to even get into that kind of a concept. But yet again, this is what was coming up in my hypnosis sessions. And a lot of people were saying to me, I remember being on Atlantis. I've written about, this is my memories. This is what I remember. And it matches up like identically to what you've written about. And it's really,
I
it's
get the
amazing.
chills. I get the
Yeah.
chills when you say that.
There are people from both ends, from the Atlantis and the Lemurian aspects, writing to me, remembering these dramatic ends that we all experience together. And it's very confirming for me. It doesn't need to be real, but when I hear and I feel like and see and read these letters, it brings it to a whole different level of realness for me and for them.
Well,
Yeah.
absolutely. And it's like, oh my gosh, like it's the awareness and the understanding. Just that can be very healing, right? Can be very healing. Like, because I do believe a lot of times, we carry things forward and obviously we have no clue and we don't even really know that. Like, why do I have this fear? Like, nothing happened in my past that I remember in this lifetime that I would have this extreme fear,
Very
right?
much so.
And then so being able to know and understand, oh, it was related to this past life, I think is, part of the healing, can be part of the healing of a trauma.
Truly, as humans, we want answers for things. We want things to be
We
explained.
do.
We want them to make sense. And when we find that sense in them, we feel peace inside.
I was just
And it's
gonna say that.
part biology, and there's no exclusion of what's come before this physical body when it comes to that. Our souls are eternal. They have experienced way more than many of us would ever consider. And when you look at it and take it on in that direction, it opens up a whole different world for you to play in.
Yeah, it's amazing. Or it's been amazing for me at least. And it sounds like it's been amazing and hugely transformational for you. Oh my gosh.
It is. But like, don't get me wrong, it's not been a walk in the park, this whole transformative experience, but it was very much worth every single step of the way, no matter how much I kicked and screamed the whole time.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because yeah, just because it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Like, I wish it was, but yeah, I mean, we both had pretty intense, pretty intense experiences, in this lifetime. And, but that's what I tell people too. I can feel it. Like I'm not here to settle. Like I'm not here to be a part of the status quo. Like I want the best life ever in this lifetime, not when I get, quote unquote heaven or, when I leave the planet, like I want it now. And
Exactly.
I think everyone here listening, like we're here to have that. And I want you to know that, like these experiences, even though they're intense, if you dive into that courage, I'm going to say, or dip into that courage, you will get through to the other side and it will be so much better. I think me and you are both proof of that.
Exactly. It's, you
Yeah.
know, it's one of those situations where I feel that it's not something I really want to keep to myself. And it's definitely something that I know for other people. I just want to throw it out there for them as well, because it was very, very helpful to me. And it was something that I feel has been not just for myself, but it's resonating throughout our entire global society over the last 4 years since 2020. So many people have had to look at their lives and really examine them and see where they were being authentic with themselves. And beyond that, so many people have now had to live through so many traumatic events, earth-shifting events, disasters, wars. And we're all looking differently at things now. We don't want to keep doing things the same way because we see the effect it has on everyone. And it's the perfect time for those of us who were like me, where I thought this was all kind of just bullshit, to really start to look inward and start examining yourselves and look at where your conditioning's coming from, your belief systems are coming from, and to really understand the impact that that has not only just on you and your soul and your future, but just on everyone around you, and how much of a reverberance you make throughout this community that we're all in. So
Well, yeah, we are. We're all energy, and we're all being called to awaken to who we really are, right? We're not just, this human body. We are so much more than that. And to realize that, puts us in a place of true power.
truly.
To true power, and not power over somebody else, but power to co-create what we desire in our life now versus what everyone else says you should have or be or do or, what's possible, right? What's possible. So, oh, Jen, thank you so much for sharing your amazing story and your insights into past lives. And I know that you have a free gift for everybody. And that is a free ebook, Your Child of the Universe, your first book.
Yep. This is Child of the Universe. This was my first book that I wrote, and it's all based on the past life that I experienced, or the past lives that I experienced during some of my earlier sessions that go back to 2018 through 2020 with the QHH practitioner. And this book basically focuses on what the lifetime that occurred between Lemuria and Atlantis.
Okay. So you guys can go ahead and receive Jen's free Child of the Universe book at the link, or I should say her email is below this video. You just need to email her to receive that. And then Jen, can you also tell us about The Gift of the Stars? What is the premise of that book?
Sure. The Gift of the Star. So when I first started my first QHHT session, like the first time I ever sat down, I wanted to know who I was in the lifetime before this one. Pretty simple question, right? What I began to understand was that I had been a young woman in my 20s in New York City named Christy, and I was living with my boyfriend and his family because I had come from a very abusive family and I had run away from them at a young age. And I was basically trying to make my a name for myself in New York City. I was working in a news agency. I was trying to just make a life for myself. And what ended up happening is I was preyed upon by several different people, and I ended up being put into a mental ward, like a mental institution, what I believe was somewhat thing like Bellevue in New York City. And I was put there by a boss of mine who had been sexually harassing me and basically said I was just crazy and making up the sexual harassment. And being a woman in the 1970s, nobody believed me. So the journey of the Gift of the Stars is all about that lifetime. And I wanted to understand in that lifetime why I would have killed myself, which is what ended up happening. At a very young age, in my early 20s, I jumped off a bridge. And I rested for many years until I decided I was going to be reborn again as who I am now, as Jen in this lifetime.
Wow.
And what I began to understand in that whole experience is that the reason that I decided to end my lifetime was because I began to understand past lifetimes in that lifetime already. That in that lifetime, I had begun to understand that I was a woman who lived 50,000 years ago and experienced the death of all the people in my civilization through this massive tsunami that came through. And why all of that happened, it was overwhelming. It was incredibly overwhelming. And it was something that I wasn't prepared for and nobody believed me about, and basically led to me having this horrible, horrible experience in that lifetime. So as I wrote the it basically opened up the whole door to me understanding the lifetime in Lemuria. I first had to understand that most previous lifetime in order to understand the lifetime in Lemuria. And
Wow.
I read all about Christie's life and her experience in The Gift of the Stars, but it is very much a sequel to The Child of the Universe because it furthers the tale of Child of the Universe while you go forward in time and understand Christy and her experience in the 70s. So it's a bit of I take you on a trip through time through my books. It's all over, but in the most concise way. And I think you'd really, most people really, really enjoy reading them.
Yeah,
Even if
I started Child of the Universe. I'm not done with it yet, but yeah, it's, I definitely, I knew before that I've had ties to Lemuria and Atlantis, as I think most people probably listening to this do, but yeah, that was like it deepens it for sure.
It's a deep experience, and I think if it was something that did happen and it existed, it would have profoundly affected millions of souls that would have all probably chosen to have been reborn again at a certain time in history to alleviate that trauma. And there is no more perfect time in history than what we've been experiencing over the last like 5 years now. And when I look at the trauma that I was looking to relieve from that whole experience, and I read from my readers, in their letters telling me about theirs, it's spot on, because one of the things we dealt with in these past life sessions was understanding, and this was prior to 2020, that the island of Atlantis had been suffering through a massive virus. And one of the reasons that we all ultimately met our end was because they could not find a cure for it. And it led us to a place of absolute devastation on both continents. And it really rang. And this was before any of this happened. We had done all these sessions and tape recorded them.
Before COVID.
So it was really upsetting for me when COVID, well, obviously everyone was pretty upset when it happened, but to have this information from my sessions and feel like, thank God that's not happening. And that's just a little, whatever that was, past life stuff. And then to start seeing the whole world around us transform into something that was almost identical to what I described from that previous civilization, it made me also look at my life and say, like, shit, if that's the way it's all going, we do need to, like, make some changes about the way we're living our lives, because
Right. Like if life, like it brings a
repurposing.
whole new meaning to life is short, right? It's like, what the hell am I doing? Like,
Exactly.
yeah, like, because people think, oh, I can't, oh, that change is too big, or I'm not going to be able to do that. It's like, well, if you don't, what's the alternative, right? What's the alternative? But yeah, I feel like, a lot of people, a lot of souls chose to come in now. Like you were saying, because we're all here to do this together, right? To support. Yeah, it's fascinating. It's
It's the
fascinating.
only way it would get done, though. You would have to work together and do it again. And if we don't do it in this lifetime, guess what?
We'll get
We're
another
terrified.
chance.
We get another chance at some point. But I think we knock out a lot of the work for the next time around if we take it on in this existence. And
Well, and I feel in this lifetime, like it is possible, and we've already done, we're doing so much more than in previous lifetimes, it feels like, and in this one, the speed of which continues to increase. So I think the potential is there, but like, yeah, like you said, we've got we've got lots of time, if not, right? We'll come back again. We'll come back again. So, you guys, make sure you get Jen's free book. Again, her email is below this. Just send her an email saying, I'd love the Child of the Universe, ebook. And then you can also find below here the link to her other books as well. And, you can find that link and you can purchase The Gift of the Stars. Or if you just want to purchase Child of the Universe and have that physical copy as well. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a physical book girl. Like, I'm not a Kindle girl. So, you can find the link for that below as well. And, yeah, I'm guessing a lot of people listening again are probably from one or both of those civilizations. And our discussion today is probably, if you guys are feeling like I was, like tingles, or I like to call them shingles, like chills and tingles, probably a good idea to do some of this work and also to read these books. So. Jen, thank you so much. And I just want to say, again, thank you to everybody who's here joining us for this event. And to feel free and share it with others. Everybody here is a leader, whether you are aware of it or not. We're at the forefront here. And, part of our mission is to spread this message, this hope, this healing. So share it and then let go of what people are going to do with it is one of my recommendations. We don't want to get caught up in that. So, and make sure that you listen to all the amazing conversations and sign up for those free gifts that resonate with you and then go deeper. I know everyone here, we have so many different pieces to our healing puzzle. And so I know that everyone listening is looking for that next piece or pieces. So make sure that you, yeah, that you receive that support, because like you said, Jen, we're not here to do it alone. Like
No.
that's part of the problem, right? So yeah,
Sure.
we're here to receive that support. So awesome. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Jen. And I hope to see you guys soon. Love you. Namaste.